Hope you're having a real good day where you are. And if you're not having a good day, God has the answer for you. And the Lord will probably have something for you in this message. He has something for all of us in every message. I find something from heaven. And the Lord works it out through the power of the Holy Spirit. Brother Freedom's here. And we want to dedicate this living room for the purposes of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just thank you for your wonderful salvation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for your love, your sacrifice. And Lord, we just pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to you this day in a wonderful way. Touch the listeners out there. Anoint Brother Freedom. Lord, anoint me so I can hear and receive this wonderful good news. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our wonderful Father, Lord, we thank you that you're so special. Lord, I thank you that you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son. At this time of year, Jesus is the reason for this world to look for that birth that was so special. That you so loved the world that you gave your only Son. And he was willing to come, be spent in this world, and to live and die that we, all of us, might live. Lord, we're so mindful of all the wonderful things that you've given to us. Lord, we thank you for your strength, for your power, for your healing, your everlasting love. We pray that you touch your people this day in a mighty way. For those who are discouraged, for those who are really hurting in their body, we pray that you'd be with these, touch them, heal them. Father, renew their strength. We pray that you'd touch your hearts, your people in a mighty way. Lord, we pray that your people will be ready because we know you're coming soon. We know that you're coming. And Father, we just pray that this message would reach out to where it goes throughout the world. To someone that needs your help this day, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I was really drawn by the Spirit of the Lord to the 8th chapter of Romans and the first verse, because it says, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. All those who are in Christ Jesus. So that's, if you're saved, that you're in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So according to this, according to what it's saying here, you're walking not of the Spirit. I'm not going to say flesh because I don't know whether you are or not, but if you're in the Spirit, there is no condemnation. So if we're in any other thing, what do we want to say? We're cold, indifferent, all these things are really not qualities that bring us into a place that there's not condemnation from the Lord. I see this as it's condemnation from the God saying, when he condemnation means he's not really, he's sort of condemning it. He's not for it. And there is not none of those condemning if you're walking the Spirit. So anything else than walking the Spirit is sort of questionable. It's whether does God approve, but we know that he does approve if you're in the Spirit. The next verse I'd like to speak a little bit. The law of the Spirit of the life of Jesus Christ has made me free. The law of the Spirit. You know, there's a law of the Spirit that helps you. And I really believe that's one thing that I really learned, that God has a law. If you do certain things, you're going to be kept in the Spirit. If you go out here and sort of do things you shouldn't be doing, you're not going to be in the law of the Spirit. But if you keep that law, this law that they meditate both day and night, he should be like a tree by the river of water. The Word of God is like a law for us. It's for us that we might not transgress. It's like rules and regulations. It tells us what we can do and what we can't do. But it says there is no condemnation. You know, that's really very powerful, because it means if we walk through this world through the length of time and there's no condemnation, we're free from any things that will be written in the Word of Life against us. The Book of Life is written above us daily. If we're walking in the freedom of the Spirit, there's not going to be no condemnation. And God looks down and he says, oh, perfect person, perfect, perfect. I see him perfect. But our perfection comes through the Spirit. Our perfection is developed in the Spirit. Our perfection comes through that awesome, greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. It comes with that other dimension that helps us as mankind or whatever we are in this world to live righteously in the Lord. It gives us a strength that we have no strength. It helps us impart our minds and our abilities to cope with life itself. And this is done by the move of the Spirit. You know, years back, when about 30 years ago, I was still kept my job, my normal job. As far as I know, I did a lot better job then than I did when I was in the Spirit. But most of the time then, might have been sometimes I wouldn't, but most of the time I tried to stay where I was prayed up, stayed where I should be in the Spirit of God. And it worked good. As long as I would work in those guidelines, I was safe. I didn't have to fear. There was no condemnation. When we're in fear, we're in condemnation. We're really not where we should be, so we're fearing. And so then we're condemned. And then we put ourselves through a rigid form of not knowing what we are. Our whole body is not like we should be. But when we're in the Spirit, we can relax. We can have counsel from our Heavenly Father. It says, we are the sheep of His pastures. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise. We are God's dear children. And God wants to be a father to us in all areas. And we need to realize that God before us, who can be against us? It says that we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. It said what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. See, the law gives certain demands and regulations, but man was unable to follow all those to the degree that man should live under. So it was not a law that most people could live with. God had to send His own Son as likeness of sinful flesh. Jesus came as a man, and I was thinking this about yesterday, He really didn't have no power within Himself. God really stripped Him of all of His, He knew who He was in the Lord, but He had to be led by the Spirit. The same Spirit, it says, the same Spirit will lift up, the same Spirit will lift up, is lifted up, Jesus will lift us up. So it's that Spirit of God that gives us a super, you might say supernatural, but having power is supernatural. Because the natural man receives not those things. And so if you're receiving those things, it's supernatural. It means there's a higher power that's helping you, enabling you to get to that position. You can't do it without the Lord. It's supernatural because God is supernatural. It allows you to be partakers of a supernatural lift that gets you off of sin-cursed earth, and you're going to be above where you're living at. You know, we all live in a sin-cursed earth, but we can have God's help to help us to walk above it and live above it, even though we're in it. We're walking and we're above it spiritually. And that's why we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, because we need that upholding, that mighty hand of God that so supernaturally blesses us, that helps us that we might walk in His perfection. Ourselves, we cannot walk in perfection. But when spiritually, I know this because I've done a lot of time, I get a little bit lukewarm and I start having troubles. Just getting a little bit lukewarm, just getting too tired and getting too tired where you're not really in it like you should be. You know, as Christians, we should watch all parts of our body. When we get super tired, we're ready for attack from the enemy. And many times we won't actually stay in surrender to the Spirit. When we get sort of weak, instead of going close to the Spirit, we pull back. You see, the Bible says, draw nigh unto me and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So they're drawing away, but when we get in certain conditions, we automatically draw back. So we're not really where we should be if we get to where we tax our bodies. If we come to that framework, we get so much in our minds, and I truly believe that pastors are in a hard spot because many of them get so much pressures on them, it's hard for them to cope with life itself. They got the sermons to preach, they got all the duties to do, and yet they're being pulled four or five different ways. It's hard for them. It's hard to stay in the Spirit when you're that way. It takes time to pray. It takes time for dedication. and they must lay aside all these weights that doth easily possess. So laying aside, that gives you rest. We need to come into that rest described in Hebrews, that they could not come into the rest, which was the children of promise. They never came in to that rest, resting in the Lord. They was unthankful, ungrateful, and always presuming to do something they couldn't do. There's always ahead of, behind God or ahead of God. They weren't never with God. And that's why we can get also, if we get a little bit out of step with God. There's a cadence that goes with God as an army marches, that we have to march in cadence with the Lord. We have to learn to let our lives sort of come in rhythm. Let us sink and move as God would have us move, that we would climb that mountain that's before us and have that patience, that love, that stamina to go forth in the wonderful name of Jesus. And we can do it as long as we keep our eyes upon the Lord. We're like Peter. When we keep our eyes off the Lord for just a minute, we become to sink because we're very carnal. But there is one place where I believe, that most Christians get out of, when they lose out first, they quit praying in the Spirit. When you quit praying in the Spirit, you're losing your lifeline. Who come and speak to them? It is that lifeline, the connection to God. And Satan wishes, he tries to want you to get so out of step, out of kilter, wants to get you so angry that you've forgotten to pray. Who come and speak to them? And when you pray, you have prayed the natural, and the more you pray the natural, it looks like the farther you get behind. But God says, pray in the Spirit that you might be lifted above overcomers, being walked in His blessing. Praying in the Spirit is one area that we really need to guard ourselves. We need to pray to that end, that we not let our guard down. See, we are the master of our lives. To some degree, even though God's let us, we have a way of controlling the faculties of our thinking. And our thinking goes down the wrong way, then we're not thinking about praying the Spirit, and so you don't do it. And when you do that, then you get sort of lax in reading the Bible. You get lax in thinking about even the things of the Lord. You're pretty soon, your mind's on what we're living in. And see, the Bible says we're not look at those things, but we're looking for the things which are not seen. And so to live spiritually, you've got to, it's those that are thinking the things of the Lord. We have to edify this body by our own help that says, oh man, straighten up. We have to tell ourselves that continually, because the old natural man will come back in. It says, ye happy quickened who are dead in trespasses, and for we once walked all according to the course of the world, according to the principality of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. In times past, who we've been there also. And this is the only way that can bring us out of it. We have to be the sergeant of guard of our life. The sergeant of guard is the one that presides. You're gonna maintain. You're gonna pray. You're gonna pray the Spirit. You're gonna seek God. You're not gonna let nothing hinder you. You need to maintain that standard that you can't do it without God's help. God made us so insecure within ourselves that we cannot depend on ourselves, but we can depend as long as our mind will keep us clear that I gotta pray in the Spirit. I gotta seek God forevermore. I gotta call upon Him and He'll answer me and show me greater mighty things. When I don't do these things, I can either not do them or to do them. And I know I've been around a lot of Spirit-filled Christians, and I think 99% that those who have sort of went backwards, that's what happened. They got weary in well-doing. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. We can get very tired of working. We can get very insecure in our own selves. And we need to realize that our strength doesn't come through our own weaknesses. It comes, our weakness is being strong, moved upon by God's Spirit. I can do nothing only through Him that helps me. He will help my weakness become strength. In my weakness, I can become strong. Because I realize that my weakness is no match for the enemy. The Bible says, greater is He that's in you than He is in the world.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, yeah, the Bible says, yeah, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. And the enemy comes in like a flood all the time. But remember, God will raise up the standard. He will give you strength. He will give you supernatural help. He'll give you courage that there will be no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Brother Freeman had to get that right, because used to, a couple years ago, I went to stumble. But I'm getting, God's taking away a lot of my army. And I'm a little bit, so that's where I've really got to rely more and more and more on what I'm telling all you. We got to rely more on being close to God. You know, the jet plane, they say that your brakes can hold almost any jet engine as long as it never lets it start moving. And that's the way we are spiritually. We can't allow something to start going bad with them. We got to catch it in the butt before it happens to turn. What's a turn if we can't stop it? It's too, that gets too much momentum too fast. And that's why Spirit says we need to guard ourselves before that time arises. I'm getting weary. I need to take time to pray. I need to pray in spirit. I need to cast my eyes upon the Lord. And I must get my soul refreshed. I need to have that refreshing that comes daily as I come and seek my God, that I might come to that place that I would see him, that I'd raise my hands and praise him and call upon him and worship him. And all this is part of what keeps us in the center of the Spirit. We can say we've been baptized in the Spirit, but there's a lot of work to be done after you've been baptized. It's because there's a maintaining that takes place. If you stop, you're going to be just like an old tree branch that floats down the river. It won't be just like a tree branch. We'll just keep going floating down. So we've got to put wings. We've got to take motion and go upstream, because we're headed higher. We can't take that chance of having to go back and climb that rapids once again. We cannot propel ourselves up that steep bank again. One time's enough. And that's what we got to seek God. I don't have this strength to go around again. We got to make it this one time. When I start moving, I need to take guard right then and put the brakes on. Hang in there, old boy. Hang on. We're going to pray through. We're going to get out of this mess. We're going to seek Jesus. We're not going to slide back to where we can't handle it. We're more than conquerors through him which loves us. It says, I prefer neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor things present neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We need to really seek God in a very special way, that we might be able to maintain in his last hours. Because there's going to be a great falling away. And we need to take courage. We need to take time to seek God and pray. Because the most important duty that we have in life itself is maintaining. It's not getting our groceries for the table. It's not even having our own house. These things that we think are so necessary. The main thing is we all maintain and stay spiritually. Well, it's not going to be something that catches overnight. And we can't catch up. We have to maintain. We have to go on with God. The prize is too big. The calling is too high. There's nothing competes with what God has for us. But the enemy tries to put many pitfalls before us, many traps, many things that causes us to fail. But we're made of dust. According to the Lord, that we're able to fail. And that's what keeps us in step with God. Because God is our source. God is our leader. God is the one that can help us. He'll put no condemnation if we walk where we should be. If we start walking the flesh, we're going to have some condemnation on us. We don't want that. So we want to walk without condemnation. We want to walk in victory. We want to walk in promise. We want to walk in his liberty. We want to walk with his banner of love upon us. And we might proclaim and lift up that wonderful name of Jesus. We might be able to say, I was glad when they said to me, let us go in to the house of the Lord. Every day we should visit the house of the Lord. We should call upon him. We should rest in him. Walk in his peace, walk in his judgment, walk in his counsel.
because he's coming soon. And I know every day of life living, it's getting harder for me since I had this stroke. But God's coming. We need to be ready. We need to be faithful. We need to walk in His assurance. He's coming back. And I pray that God will find no condemnation in any of you out there today. I pray that you'll renew your commitment. You'll walk in victory. You'll walk where you have that special power, that special touch, that special anointing. Walk in God's liberty. God will set you free. God will make you a new child, a new way. He'll give you a supernatural strength. He'll give you that hope that you need. You know, hope is beyond faith. And the Bible says the God of hope gives you a joy and peace, means you might receive hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. When you start praying through, you automatically get more hope. I don't know why God did it that way, but when we, as stammering lips and new tongues show, God's people speak. And that's what it does. When we start saying those things that we don't understand, it edifies us. It says we need the edifying. We need that cleansing. It's like a cleansing wave over it. It brings into a new purpose for life itself. And without it, we lose. We start decaying. We start going backwards. When we go backwards, we automatically start to decay. Because we're made in such a flimsy way that we've got to go forward. That's what life is. You know, if we stop living, we're going to decay. And that's what we do spiritually. There's a lot of people who have had spiritual walk, but they stop living. And when that stop living, they can never regain probably. But there's a hope, even if you're that way, that God can help you right now, save you, keep you where you have that new resurrection life, that new call, that new direction, and walk in His wholeness, walk in His liberty. God will set you free. There is no condemnation. Them in Christ Jesus walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You need to walk after the Spirit, and God will bless you. I really truly believe that this is the hour of the church to come alive in the Spirit. God wants to be electrified by the power of God. God wants the spiritual to walk in wholeness, wants us to walk in His liberty, walk in His calling. That we might not be defeated, we might walk as saints of God. God wants us to be saints in Him. Their speech declares saint. Their minds think only spiritual. That we only hear spiritually. We're not in tune with the old man. And that's when we start growing to such a place that you don't have to worry because you've been so conditioned through right instructions that your body has started going to the way of the Lord. You know, you can take a dog and train. He'll grow, train. We have to train our bodies to walk in the Spirit. Because if you don't train, you're going to backslide overnight. That's from heaven. You got to train yourself. Keep going on. Nothing's going to deter you. God give us that part of the deal. Now God's given us all the other things, but this part here, you've got to maintain yourself. If you don't, I'm not once saved, always saved. So I really believe that we must endure this race. We got to run with all patience. We got to run with God's love, God's ability. And if we have to, we got to break the ranks. If people out there bringing you down where you are, you need to get away from them. You need to do whatever it takes to keep you alive in the Lord. If something's bringing you down, if people are bothering you, you need to get away. Because there's nothing as important in this world as you having a right standing with God and keeping it there. God as your Father. Jesus as your Savior. And the Holy Ghost within you. You can't lose. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You're a winner. And you can be a winner. You can be a winner in the Lord. I pray that God will bless you right now in a mighty way. Father, I just pray that you touch your people in a mighty way this day. Make your face to shine upon them. Those that need forgiveness, I pray that you'll forgive them. Whatever the need is, I pray that you'd move their lives in a very special way. Remember, there is no condemnation
to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I think I got it right that time. So, there is no condemnation. Hopefully for you, hopefully for me, that we're all keep where God wants us to be. And we are the leadership of our life. We are the governor of this temple that we live in. We've got to keep it swept out. We've got to take care of the spiders and all the little things that come our way that puts us down. We got to work at cleaning our place, our temple, that we might stay beautiful because Jesus is coming back to occupy very soon, and we need to be ready. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We love you. We pray that God will bless you forevermore and bless you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. Amen.